Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, March the 26th, 2026, 3:26:26, 15 minutes past the hour. Glad to have you with us here. Beautiful day, 60 degrees now, mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. One more day left this week. Don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims follows this program this morning, 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon. Then Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Now, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We've had some interesting conversation this morning, and I do want to say one of our listeners this morning sent us a message. We just got back from a week in Goodyear, Arizona. Saw two ball games, Indians versus Reds, so we were pretty neutral on that one. Every day was over 100 degrees, got back in Columbus at 30 degrees. Wow. That is a big difference, and but a nice trip this time of year to Goodyear, Arizona, and got to take in two baseball games, and we had the Reds versus the Guardians. Now, I think I would tend toward the Reds because of my love of Joe Nuxall and the Cincinnati Reds, but a lot of people like the Guardians, so there you go. Don't forget, Cubs opening day today, 1:20 p.m. Central Standard Time. So hopefully the Cubs pull it up. I think they're playing, was it the Washington Nationals? I'll have to look again. Yes, Washington Nationals today. So the beginning of baseball season. Now again, we do want to mention again that Larry Mumper, former state senator from this area, we found out has passed away at the age of 88. I got to interview Larry several times at the beginning of my career, so we are sad to hear of the passing of former state senator Larry Mumper. All right, and we were talking about squirrels earlier, so we were all over the place, which is a lot of fun to be all over the place. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to take a minute to add to my perspective. I voted for Trump the first time around, and I'd never watched him on TV, was never a big fan. I read a lot. I know he filed bankruptcies, this, that, and the other. But he was also somebody who was not afraid to speak his mind, somebody who wasn't wrapped up in the political machinery. And because of that, and because of the fact that, you know, being raised a Democrat, and I vote independent now, there's just, with Hillary Clinton, there's no way in hell I was ever going to vote for her. And it has nothing to do with a female. I think a woman president would make an awesome president. I have high respect for women and their organization skills and their abilities. But as I said, with Trump, you know, I thought he had an opportunity. I think God opens doors for us and allows us to, he brightens our light, our beacon, and I think Trump had an opportunity, and then he lost sight of the prize, and as so many people do, and I think that's what's happened with a lot of leadership in town, as I referenced before with, you know, Marion Christian Center and Lynn Zucker and this and that, I think people start off with good intentions. I think people have a heart for servitude. I think people get caught up in, or as I said, I think they lose sight of the prize as far as a Christian standpoint, that the prize is in heaven. The prize is not here on earth. And I think they get caught up in man-pleasing and status, and, you know, you want to be part of the group. Everybody wants to be in the in crowd and not the out crowd. So people get caught up in the dollars and cents, the root, money is the root, for the love of money is the root of all evils. And as I said, I think they get stuck with, you know, I want to be in this crowd, or I want to be, you know, a part of this machine or this status.
Very well could be, and I think maybe that's what we're in now. I just think that Americans, no matter what war or whatever, whoever the president was when we got involved, we do not have a strong stomach for boys and women, boys and girls, women and men, coming back in body bags. We do not like that.
And our enemy knows that.
Right, and they know that. And they are for that, actually. That's how they fight. It's not a fair fight. And the thing with Iran that I am just totally puzzled by is why a month ago anybody would have thought, I'm not talking about just administration, why would anybody have ever thought this country, which is the biggest state sponsor of terrorism, was trying to get nuclear capabilities, held us hostage in the late 1970s, early 1980s, during the Iranian hostage crisis, why did anybody ever think that was going to be an easy situation where we could just drop bombs and all of a sudden the Ayatollah would be dead and a new regime would come in that would be freedom and all of the... Why did anybody think that would... That's what I can't figure out, that there would be no retaliation.
It's called hubris, Scott. I think we get caught up. We have the Department of War. You know, everybody's gung ho and rah rah, and we're going to go kick their ass. We're going to go do this. We're going to go do that. It's gung ho. I mean, we went into Vietnam the same way. We will bomb them back to the Stone Age, I think they said. Did we do that? I think that's one of the first war, or the first war that, you know, was considered the United States lost. You know, what people fail to understand is history is enormous in everything. And, you know, the Vietnamese people had been at war for 40 years prior to the United States going into war with them. They were used to war. They were used to their people dying. They were used to living on minimal, you know, food and everything. And then you bring a bunch of Americans in here, and we literally, I mean, we shipped ships full of air conditioners over to the camps. And I'm not picking on our service people, you know. I mean, the people that were over in Vietnam were the poor, the people who couldn't afford to go to college. So you were in the draft, and you were going to be drafted. I mean, if that doesn't speak of the whole elitism of the system... You know, the people that take us to war, do their kids go to war? I mean, John McCain did. John McCain's family did. But look how this party has treated John McCain.
Well,
because he voted against, you know, repeal and fixing health care.
Well, and I think this is an interesting point that people should... Iran has been a problem. If we're going to talk president-wise, Jimmy Carter had a problem with them. Reagan had his problems with them. Bush number one had problems with them. Clinton had problems with them. Bush number two had problems with them. Obama had problems with them.
Yeah, Trump, I'm not giving them a pass.
No, but I guess the point is that one of the reasons we never went to war with Iran... for all of these people, was because of the situation we're in right now. That it is not an easy war. The country is not an easy mark. The people overthrew the Shah, who was our friend, less than 50 years ago. You know, these people are not pro-American in any way. Now, a lot of them, I'm sure, do not like the regime that they're under over there, but they're not pro-American. See, sometimes we get into that idea that, well, they don't like the leadership they have, so they're going to like us better. Most people in the Middle East, because of what they've been told throughout their life and what they've experienced, they're not friendly with America. North Korea is not friendly
Most
with...
Most people in other countries don't like Americans. If you go to other countries and ask them, they don't respect Americans. They really don't.
Right. So would the Iranian people like to be under somebody other than the Ayatollah? Yes, I'm sure would they
would. Would we like to be? I mean, again, it goes back to that, do unto others. Who said that we came in to be the police of the world? Just because we're the big kid on the block, just because we have the biggest toys and weapons and all that, does that, I mean, in one instance, Trump talks out, you know, we don't need to be doing all this policing around the whole world, and then in the next breath he does. You know, I mean, I agree with you, but I think when we went to war with Iraq, and I may stand corrected on this at some point, but I think we actually worked with Iraq. I think when Iran and Iraq were at war with each other, we fed information and we fed, you know, satellite imagery and things like that with them. So, you know, sometimes the enemy of our enemy is our friend.
Well,
you know, relationships that, I mean, people don't understand that Ho Chi Minh used to be our ally in Vietnam during World War II.
Well, you're exactly, you know, right. Saddam Hussein, I don't know if we would call him an ally, but we certainly used him, and we certainly were friendly with him prior to the first Iraq War in the early 90s. And also, you know, let's just talk about Russia. You know, now, we absolutely know that Vladimir Putin does not hold legal elections. We absolutely know that he has slaughtered his own people. We absolutely know that he has killed his political opponents.
Trump idolizes.
Right, but we know that. Now, why, if we're going to take out all the bad people and all the bad, and we also know that he has killed how many Ukrainians at this point, and how many Russians have been killed in the Ukrainian war. We know that. Now, why are we not going after Russia? If our goal is that if you're a bad country, we're going to straighten you out, if that's the idea behind Iran, why aren't we in Russia? Why aren't we in North Korea? We know that North Korea has done terrible things to their people, and we know they have a nuclear weapon. Why aren't we in there?
Again, I'm going to defer back to local politics, and when I went to Marion Christian Center, Marion Christian Center is a political machine. The number of feet, if you look at the tentacles that Marion Christian Center has in Children's Services and Marion City Government, all of that, they are a machine. And when I first started going there, they used to have flags from all over the country that went around the church, the sanctuary, and they were real big on the Ukraine. They had many friends from the Ukraine. They had missionary trips that went to the Ukraine. It was about how the Ukrainians, you know, loved God and loved Jesus and yada, 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 okay? Then Trump came into the scene, and Trump put, you know, he mixed up a big batch of the Kool-Aid, and they drank it, and literally. And I've asked this question often online of the people, what happened to your love of the people, you know, what happened to God's children in Ukraine? I mean, we as the church used to support Ukraine. Now they won't even talk, now they support everything that Trump does. I mean, it goes back to, I remember the Ten Commandments movie, back in the day, where he came down from the mount with the Ten Commandments, and, you know, everybody was in debauchery, and they had made the golden calf, and were worshiping, and all this, you know. I mean, to me, that's exactly what what the Christians are doing with Trump. He is their golden calf, he is their idol, and, I mean, even if he was the Moses, or the new second coming, or whatever you want to call it, you know, I mean, he's a man, and we are to worship no man. We're to worship only God, and we're supposed to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I mean, it doesn't say love that neighbor as you love yourself if they're a Republican and not if they're a Democrat or if they're an Indian or a Mexican or this or that. You know, I mean, they claim to be Christians, but yet we turned our, Marion Christian Center turned their back on their friends, and that's the people that we're electing to office here in city government.
Well, it's an interesting point, and I certainly appreciate the perspective. Thanks for calling.
And have a great day.
All right. And anybody is always free to call in. You know, we're the town hall of the airwaves. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 1-800-283-9944. If you have anything to say, please feel free to buzz on in. I always appreciate the conversation. And it can be on the war in Iran this morning. It can be on world politics at this point. It can be on local politics. Heaven knows we spend enough time on that in the city and the county. I think it's interesting stuff to talk about. And of course, again today, opening day for the Chicago Cubs. That's a good day. That's a good day. And the squirrels are out, and it's spring, and I think we all like that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, feel free to give us a buzz. Now, there was something I wanted to do here this morning, because it is opening day for the Chicago Cubs, as I wanted to play the very famous song, Go Cubs Go. So if you're going to call in after this song. If you call in during the song, stay on hold, 740-383-9944. But here, in honor of the Cubs opening day, is the great song, Go Cubs Go. Not a bad song at all. Go Cubs Go. Opening day for the Chicago Cubs today against the Washington Nationals. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, that's the first time I ever heard a song pertaining to American League or National League or whatever league it may be. That's a good song.
Isn't that a good song?
I never heard of that. That's snappy. That's a perked up song. I'm telling you, how long has that been out? How long?
It's been out for probably, I'm going to say, about 15, 20 years. Actually, the guy who sings it is no longer with us.
Uh-huh. He's got like a so-called, I picked up on maybe it wasn't a Chicago accent, but I think it was kind of a southern accent fellow, wasn't he? or not? Or do you know his name personally or what?
I believe it's Eddie Vedder. Let me get, because I'm pretty sure that's who sings that song, but I don't want to, because there are a few Cubs songs I like, but I'm pretty sure that is Eddie Vedder.
I like that one. Say, by the way, I wanted to ask this question, and I'll get off of here. How's Ted Williams doing? And I'm just wondering about him. I've always wanted to meet him, and I've seen him and go into your studio on Prospect Street with you and Mary Ellen a couple of times, and I still think about him, and he's just been dropped out of the picture, and I thought maybe you'd pick us up a little bit on it, and I'll get off of here now, and you can say something if you want to. Thanks, Scott.
I will do that. Thank you. Right. And now this is Eddie Vedder, and I do believe, let's see here, Eddie Vedder, yes, maybe Eddie Vedder still, is Eddie Vedder still with us? Maybe Eddie Vedder is. I don't know. Isn't that funny? Okay, hold on a second here. I think I'm getting my songs mixed up. Here we go. Let's see if we can get the information here. Oh, okay, here we go. This is right. Steve Goodman sang Go Cubs Go, and I believe Steve Goodman is no longer with us. Yes, Steve Goodman died. Well, now, isn't this interesting? Steve Goodman died 1984? Isn't that interesting? So when in the world did he write that song? That must be an older song than I think. 1984, how about that? All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, Colin.
Are you thinking of the guy from Pearl Jam?
Yeah, but he did sing a Cubs song. And maybe he sang this guy's song. He covered it, I think. Because now, as I'm looking, Steve Goodman originally wrote it. And maybe Eddie Vedder sang it. Let's see here. A lifelong Chicago Cubs fan, Goodman wrote Go Cubs Go. He died of leukemia in 1984. But I think that Vedder might have covered that. Maybe that's
what. I don't know. It must have been before he got hooked on heroin.
Well, I don't know. He's still around.
He is? I thought he died.
Well, we'll check him out and see if he's still with us. No, he's still alive, 70 or 61 years old.
Geezy. Well, hey, look what Doug's did with Keith Richards, you know? He's well-preserved.
Now, do you like the Go Cubs Go song?
I could take it or leave it. I don't see anything terribly wrong with it, you know?
You know what? Here's what it is. Eddie Vedder did All the Way. Okay, that's the... He did another Chicago Cubs song. All the Way is what he did.
Hmm. I thought that was the Raspberries. Go All the Way.
I know. These things get confusing, don't they?
Oh, there's so many things that are quite similar, but yet distinctly different.
I'm trying to remember how... Let me see if I can find... Go All the Way here, because I don't even remember that one. Hang the line for a second.
Don't let anyone say that it's just a game, for I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're healed. First time you walk into Wrigley Field, our heroes wear pinstripes, heroes in blue, give us the chance to feel like heroes too. Forever we'll win, and if we should lose, we know someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way. We are one with the Cubs we're in love. Yeah, hold our head high as the underdogs. We are not fair weather, but foul weather fans. Like brothers in arms in the streets and the stands. There's magic in the ivy and the old scoreboard. The same when I stared at as a kid keeping score.
world full of greed. I could never want more. And someday we'll go all the way. Teaching us faith and giving us hope. United we stand and united we'll fall. Down to our knees the day we win it all. Yeah, I heard a man said, oh, let's play tune. Oh, did it mean 200 years? In the same ballpark, a diamond, our jewel. The home of our joy and our tears. Traditions and wishes made new. A place where our grandfathers, fathers, they grew. A spiritual feeling if I ever knew. And if you ain't been, I am sorry for you. When the day comes for that last winning run, and I'm crying and covered in beer, I look to the sky and know I was right to think someday we'll go all the way. Yeah. Someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, 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 someday we'll go all the way. Oh, someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way.
Someday we'll go all the way. Eddie Vedder for the Chicago Cubs. Hey, that's a great song.
Hey, release the lion. That's all I can remember. You know, it sounds like an Irish song, an Irish folk song.
Well, you know, there are some great Chicago Cubs song, and you know, people always say, what was one of the great times of your career or the greatest interview or any of that? I don't know about that, but I do remember, we're talking a little politics here, when the Trump-Hillary election was going on and it was getting nasty and we were going into that November in 2016, the Cubs were playing the then Indians in the World Series, and the Cubs had not been there in over 100 years, and it went to 7 games, and the last game went to extra innings, and every day we were having Harry Carey's widow on, and we had Pat Brickhouse's widow on, and we had Jack Rosenberg, who had worked for WGN Sports for many, many years, and we had Larry Merchant on, and we had, I mean, Jesse Jackson called in during that time, and he was going to talk politics, but he lived in Chicago, so of course he was talking about the Cubs, and you never knew what was going to happen, because it could end any night, and the Cubs won the World Series. You know, that was one of the great times to be on the air. I love that 7-game World Series.
On the air and in the air.
On the air and in the air, but that's the story of that.
I'll have to tell you a story sometime. Remind me about Mike Schmidt at a convention.
Oh, really? Mike Schmidt?
Yep, Mike Schmidt.
All right, well, we'll do that.
I think you'll get a kick out of it. You know, it's like, do you really want to know the people that you hold in such high esteem? You know? So I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's not as fun as Joe Piscopo's peppermint patties, but a little seedier.
We do what
anyway,
we can. All right.
Anyways. To a better tomorrow.
To a better tomorrow. Now, one more thing I want to play. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We got to hear Harry Carey sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Love Harry Carey. This is, what is this? This is probably from 94. Now, he's singing this, now people will appreciate this, with Hillary Clinton who was First Lady of the United States at the time. That just tells you how big Harry was. But here's Harry Carey, the legend himself, singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
The First Lady, and she's expressed a desire to sing our song. So, here's how we do it. I hope Gary has forgotten the tune. I hope you haven't forgotten the words. I hope I have forgotten the words. And I hope you haven't forgotten the words. One, two, three, take.
Classic moment, Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game with former First Lady of the United States, Hillary Clinton, in the 1990s. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Don't forget opening day for the Chicago Cubs today against the Washington Nationals this afternoon. Let's hope they win. You know, you got to catch a break somewhere. 740-383-9944. By the way, that is the funniest video to watch because Harry's there with the First Lady, Hillary. And, you know, Harry was a mic hog. He wasn't going to give her the mic. He was just going to keep waving that thing. What do we got here? About 14 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say during today's program? We'd love to hear from you. We can talk more. Well, we've talked about Iran. There you go. We could talk about the Cubs opening day. Oh, an update on Ted Williams. Now, there's baseball, too. See how these things all work together? Ted Williams, the Golden Voice, was named after Ted Williams, the baseball player. Last I heard, the last report that I got was that Ted had checked into a rehab facility somewhere in Ohio. So I hope to goodness that he's getting what he needs and doing well, and hopefully one day soon we will hear from him and maybe he'll be back in the studio doing much better than he was last time we heard. So, that's the update, kind of short and simple on Ted Williams at this point, so hopefully he's doing better, but last I had heard, he had checked into a rehab facility. And hopefully he's doing okay. That's a tough road, from what I understand. All right, let's go back to the phones here, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, when I was in Little League, started Little League, my dad took me down to Sears of Montgomery and Ward, and he said, we'll pick you out a glove, put it on, see how it feels and to you, and I'll get you one. And so I got one. Looked around and felt this and felt that, and I, lo and behold, I looked at the name on it, and it said Ted Williams, and I said, you know, Dad, I said, I'll take this one. It's got my name on it, and he said, well, take care of it. He said, I can't, won't be able to buy another one, and it wasn't real, real expensive, but I kept that all through Little League, so Ted Williams, whenever I hear that name, I always remember the ball player and the announcer, the Golden Voice. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. 11 minutes left in the program today. Anything on your mind we can talk about? You know, I need a gimmick like that. Maybe I should just start singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at some point during the program every day. I'll just sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You know, they used to have, what was it, the March Around the Breakfast Table? somebody would play the march every morning, and you'd march around your breakfast table. I don't know if people do that anymore, but you know, maybe every morning everybody can stop and I'll sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and wherever you are, in your car, at work, or whatever you're doing, we can all sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game together. You know, Take Me Out to the Ball Game is one of those songs that everybody knows the words to. That's why you probably sing it. It's like a Christmas carol. You know, everybody knows the words. There are so few songs that everybody knows the words to, but that's one of those songs. All right. 740-383-9944. And if you watch the television program that we do on YouTube, you don't know how many times I've had many people singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Go ahead, caller.
You know, here I am going to be 85 old, and before I pass away, I'd like to see you get married, and you could sing Rockabye Baby, learn to sing that, and have a child. So I'm waiting for that day, and you know, you're getting more sentimental, and you think this could take place, Scott, here before long?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't think the odds makers would have a good betting line on that one.
Well, look what you could do. You could have a child, and maybe it's a girl or a boy, but what if it's a boy and you could take him up to the ball game and really enjoy that, you know? That'd be something. So I thought maybe I'd just throw that in for a little bit of humor.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Couldn't I just take somebody else's kid to the ball game?
See, you're dodging the bullet. Okay, buddy. I'll see you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, I think there are some, maybe I'll just grab a group of kids, you know, that I know, and I'll just take them to the ball game and buy them some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. And why do peanuts and Cracker Jacks even go together? You know, that's what I want today. I want some Cracker Jacks. Where do they even sell them? We had some Cracker Jacks here in the studio. I don't know where those Cracker Jacks went. All right, go ahead, caller.
This is for Ted Jolliffe. Scott, you don't have to be married. I think any women out there, let's line up, converge upon WWGH, and let Scott pick one of you to have a baby with.
You know what's interesting? This station is named for Warren G. Harding. Now, he would appreciate that. That's how he did his business.
Is that sarcasm?
You know what?
I guess you could say it is. Prepare it, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, hey, the birds and the bees.
The birds and the... I missed that day of school. I wasn't there for the birds and the... That's how I stayed pure all these years.
Oh, did you take a vow? A celibacy?
You know what? As far as... The story that I'm going to tell at this point in my life is that I am pure at this point. I don't know anything about it.
Pure Marion. We have a pure Marion man. Scott Spears of WWGH is pure.
Pure as the driven snow. Thank you. Bye. You know what? Yes, I think at this point, to avoid any conversations or anything in the past, I am just going to say that I don't remember anything. Anything from the past, I don't remember. I don't recall any of it. 740-383-9944. It's Cubs opening day, for God's sake. We're going to be happy and think happy thoughts. I don't know what happened to the Cracker Jacks. I know that we had some Cracker Jacks around this studio that were bought last year when they reappeared. You know, Cracker Jacks are not around anymore, and they're not in the box anymore. They're in a bag now. And I have no idea where those Cracker Jacks... Maybe they're in one of those banana boxes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We've got about 6 minutes left in the show. Linda Sims comes up next, 10:15 to 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy today, 12:15 until 1 p.m. here on WGH Talk. All right. Well, the squirrels are out. Spring has sprung. Is that a good way to put it? Cubs opening day today. You know, it's just a good day. If it wasn't for the $4 gasoline, I think we'd all be happy and in a very pure mood, as it were. And again, the phone lines are open. We've got about 5.5 minutes left. So if there's anything left you would like to talk about, feel free to buzz on in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to get in. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just want an issue of a political activist welfare check for Naomi Craig. If you're out there, we haven't heard from you. Just want to make sure there hasn't been an assassination attempt or anything like that.
Yes. So, we don't want anything bad to happen.
That's it. So just checking.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. And from one of our listeners out here this morning, he was pure as snow, but he drifted. Well, you know, I'll stay pure as the driven snow. I don't know about like I said, prior to this day, I have forgotten everything that has ever happened. I have that selective amnesia, I think. I don't remember anything. 740-383-9944. I only remember good things. I remember positive things. I remember nice, pure, clean things. Like Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game with Hillary Clinton. That's what I remember. 55 coming up on 56 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have anything you'd like to say with about 4 minutes left to go today in the program. We'd love to hear from you if there's anything on your mind. Hopefully you've had a good time this morning. We've heard a couple Chicago Cubs songs. Very classy, upbeat, good songs. Opening day today. Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It's a good day today here at WGH Talk Radio. And it'll be a good day tomorrow. I think the weather's going to be nice. We got very nice weather on the way. It's going to be fun tomorrow. Matt will be with us in the studio, and who knows what will happen. Whoever knows what will happen on Friday. And I think we've got some exciting things coming up next week as well you'll want to stay tuned for. You never know what's going to happen here, what's going to be around the corner. But, you know, I didn't hear anybody call in and say they wanted me to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game every morning. You know, that's sad. You know, just at some point during the show every morning, I could break out into Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Let's see here. Well, I think those are the messages we have from online this morning. So we're at the 3-minute mark. If you've been thinking about calling in this morning, are the Cubs going to win today? Does anybody have a prediction against the Washington Nationals? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Hopefully this is a prediction or something of that nature. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I think it'd be all right for you to sing a song like that, but not every day. How about maybe from here on out in your radio broadcasting and stuff when we can listen to you? Do it on opening day. That'd be satisfactory, wouldn't it?
You know, how about, because the song I played there with Harry, he was singing with Hillary Clinton. How about the next time I get Mary Ellen in here, we sing it together?
Well, that'd be pretty good right there, yeah.
See, that'd be a classic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'll work on that.
Yeah. That sounds good, Scott.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm sure Mary Ellen will be happy to hear about that, but the next time we get Mary Ellen in here. You know, she was a very classically trained singer, vocalist at one point. You know, well, we'll see what happens. I'll fly that deal by Mary Ellen, and we'll see how that one goes as we go down the line. Go ahead, caller.
Well, that's a good idea, Ted. Had you and Mary Ellen singing.
Wouldn't that be great?
That sounds pretty good. I always enjoyed way back when I was going to school and stuff, doing the march around the table with Charlie.
Yeah, well, and that started as a national thing. I forget who. Oh, there was a a national guy, and he just continued it when the national guy went away. I'm trying to think of who that national guy who started March Around.
I didn't remember that. I just always knew Charlie doing it and always listened to hear about the school delays, the closings, or anything, or just anything about Marion. Charlie knew it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what he was there for. That was a good thing. Are the Cubs going to win today?
I don't know. My team won yesterday. And you don't like them, but I love my Yankees. I've been a fan since 1952.
You know, I'm not totally against the Yankees. I think the Yankees have done some good over the years. The only team that I really have ever expressed a dislike toward was really the Guardians, because that was who the Cubs had to beat in 7 games to win the World Series.
Okay.
So other than that, I'm good. But let's hope the Cubs pull it out today.
Yeah. Why don't you record you and Mary Ellen and then play it every day that the Cubs are playing?
Oh, that's okay. We'll get her in here, and when I record it, we'll play that every day. I like that. That's a good idea. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that brings us to an end today. Hey, that's a good idea. Voice of the People with Linda Sims is coming up next. Don't tune away. That's going to be a great show. Linda does a great job. And for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Go Cubs!
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, there's two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlowe.